it's difficult for others to know how to be a part of another person's grief in a tragic event such as a miscarriage.
Deaconess Catherine Ziegler-Weber, editor of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, Never Forsaken, God's Mercy in the Midst of Miscarriage.
But as Christians, we have a more significant death that unifies us, and that's what we have to cling to, is the cross.
Learn more about Never Forsaken at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners at the end of a broadcast week, as this Friday is. We play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen, and then you decide which should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You decide by calling, by sending an email, by sending a tweet, or by going to our Facebook fan page and voting for one of the four soundbites. We want to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, that's very important, where you listen and who you are. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your votes, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor David Peterson. He's speaking here about the tragedy of divorce when it comes to children.
When people tell me that children are resilient, meaning that, you know, children can learn to adapt and thrive despite divorce, I really want to take a burning stick and poke them in both eyes and blind them for life and then say, don't worry, because you're also resilient and lots of people live with blindness. This is an outrageous and terrible abuse. Of course kids are resilient and God is gracious and God can work despite the terrible things we do to one another. But divorce is absolutely devastating to children. It is horribly painful and it is disfiguring. There will be terrible consequences. There will be. Of course, God is with his baptized children, even through divorce. But God was also with his baptized children at Auschwitz, and he was with those children molested by Roman priests. Why would we not spare people that if we could? Don't you love your children? Shame on you. Fix your marriage. Do the hard thing. It will be worth it. Not only for them, but also for you. And again, if you get divorced, even if you get remarried, you will still be divorced. You will be hurt. If your spouse won't fix it, if your spouse quits, if your spouse doesn't believe in Jesus and won't repent, you might be stuck, and my heart breaks for you. You have a cross to bear. That is part of the risk of marriage and part of the shame that you bear for your spouse who has betrayed or who has left you, because you don't get out of marriage unmarked. So the church should support you. It's a holy cross, a shame that's been forced on you by your vocation as husband or wife, and you too will live by forgiveness. But if you can avoid this, I'm telling you, I can't tell you strongly enough, avoid divorce. It's worth it. For you, for your children, for the church, for the community, for everything.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson on children and divorce. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you can just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Anthony Esselin. He's speaking here about Western civilization without Christianity.
If we want the civilization to survive, and I don't see why we should not, because there is no alternative. I mean, really, do people in the United States want to live as Japanese live with that civilization? Do they want that? If they want what they've come to take for granted, then they'd better come back to Christ. Because if they don't, They will lose all of that. They'll lose it. There's no foundation for it. There's no cultural foundation for it. It'll go. And it's going in Europe. It's shriveling up and vanishing before our eyes. And secular commitments to free markets and freedom of speech, you know, they won't survive. They won't survive either. Without a religious basis, the civilization will die. The only religious basis that this civilization can have is Christ. Now, that's not an argument for the truth of Christianity. Other arguments are arguments for the truth of Christianity. But for Western man to know Christ and then to turn away from him, to have his whole civilization built upon the Christian faith, and then to turn away from that, is suicide. That's what it is, plain and simple. Even in earthly terms, it's suicide. Forgetting about the life to come, it's suicide.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Esselin, on Western Civilization Without Christianity. If you'd like to vote for that soundbite to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can also send a tweet to us with your vote in it. That would be @issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. Here he is talking about why it is insufficient to think of 9/11 merely in terms of the triumph of the human spirit.
It's insufficient in that it's kind of a sort of a half-finished depiction of the cross, really, I suppose, and that a man laying down his life for people who are needing to be rescued from fire, needing to be rescued from the rubble, is a beautiful thing to see. It's a wonderful act of civic righteousness, but it's sort of a shadow of the great and true act of selflessness and the truest act of love from the cross, where it's not just that Jesus lays down his life for those who are his neighbors. And it's not just that Jesus lays down his life for those who are innocent victims of senseless violence. It's that Jesus lays down his life for those who actively hated him, for those who despised him, for those who were responsible for his death on account of their sins. And yet, out of love and mercy for those people, that's precisely what it is that Jesus does, is he gives his life and he makes himself the one to suffer death in order that they can live forever. And that's the great beauty of the gospel that we saw some, you know, beautiful kind of reflections of in the self-sacrificial nature of so many people on September 11, 2001. But it's found in all of its purity on the cross.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney on 9/11 and the triumph of the human spirit. If you'd like to vote for that one and make it soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote, because soundbite number four is next. After we have played it, we'll take a break, and that break is a great time to call and vote for one of the four soundbites, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number four this week comes from Pastor Clint Poppy, answering the question with a rather stark analogy: does cohabitation prevent divorce?
There is no statistical proof whatsoever that living together before you get married aids in a marriage staying together or lessens the chance of divorce. Some studies show just the opposite. And so that kind of secular reasoning is flawed and downright shameful, to use that kind of an excuse. Over the years, I've gotten much more direct and much more blunt in this area. When somebody is living together and they don't want to get married, or they want to get married a year or two or three down the road, which is not uncommon anymore, it's a problem of commitment. And one or both of them does not want to commit the way that marriage calls people to commit. And I do my best to lovingly, caringly, gently get to that point where I can expose that error, that sin. And generally, I look at the guy and I say, do you want to treat your future wife and the future mother of your children like a used car? Do you want to drive her around the block for a few weeks or a few days before you commit to making the purchase? Is that what you're telling her right here in front of your pastor and in front of God, that your wife is nothing more than a used car? And that generally gets quite a discussion going.
That's soundbite number four. Pastor Clint Poppy, does cohabitation prevent divorce? It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us your votes for Soundbite of the Week via email. We get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson on children and divorce? Soundbite number two, Dr. Anthony Eslin on Western civilization without Christianity? Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney on 9/11 and the triumph of the human spirit? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Clint Poppy, does cohabitation prevent divorce? Your votes are next. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday,
I'm in love. With Western man, there's no going back behind Christ. It's either Christ or it's nothing at all. If it's nothing at all, then he ceases to have any culture or any civilization, properly speaking. His civilization comes to an end.
Dr. Anthony Eslin, author of the best-selling book Out of the Ashes, talking about his presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
But for Western man to know Christ and then to turn away from him, to have his whole civilization built upon the Christian faith and then to turn away from that, is suicide.
You can meet and hear Dr. Anthony Eslin making the case for Western civilization at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas, Texas. Attendance is limited to 400. Child care is free. You'll find a conference schedule and you can register at issuesetc.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Friday, September the 14th. It is time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played the four soundbites, one from Pastor David Peterson on children and divorce, the second, Dr. Anthony Eslin on Western civilization without Christianity, the third soundbite, Pastor Hans Feeney, 9/11 and the triumph of the human spirit, and the last soundbite for your consideration, soundbite number four, Pastor Clint Poppy on does cohabitation prevent divorce? Now it's time for your votes, your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can send us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or vote where we have left space at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know your name, where you're listening, and which one you're voting for, and most importantly, why you're voting for that soundbite to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The best voter will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And it only goes to people who vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite Soundbite of the Week. That's the only way you can get it other than visit the studio. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. First vote comes from Patrina in Watertown, Wisconsin. I vote for soundbite number one by Pastor Peterson. His uncompromising comments about divorce shook my soul. I have long seen the destruction of divorce inside and outside the church. Its effects on children is horrific. The best way I have described divorce and its aftermath was like dropping a deadly bomb into each divorced family and then looking over the devastating sight of thousands of maimed and crippled children. I've wanted to shout or even scream over this genocide of the family. Pastor Peterson has done it for me. Petrina, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Watertown, Wisconsin. Tiberiu in Canada says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number one as well by Pastor David Peterson on divorce, because that is the intensity with which all baptized Christians have a duty to exhort their friends and family who may be considering such an act to repentance. Our society has become completely desensitized to the brutal trauma of divorce on all those involved, and this message, as stated in the soundbite, needs to be proclaimed from the rooftops. Thank you for all the good work you do, the topics and the speakers. I always enjoy listening. Thank you very much for listening in Canada as well. Domingo is listening in New York City. Hi, Domingo.
Yes, I could identify with this divorce thing and seeing my cousin got divorced, and his first born child turned against him in later life, and so did his daughter. So it broke the kids.
Domingo, thank you very much. I think that's a vote for soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, and thanks for listening in New York City. Karen listens in California. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Voting for the first one about the children of divorce.
And why is that?
Because divorce is too prevalent in society the world over, especially in this country. People take their spouses for granted sometimes, and not working through issues for the sake of children is, you just need to do that. I've been married 45 years, and my marriage is, you know, far from perfect, but we work through things. We're committed to each other. My husband comes from divorced parents, and it was devastating for him and his sister, and they were adults already, so it just was extremely difficult. So people need to work through their problems.
Karen, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in California. Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm voting for number four, Pastor Clint Poppy's. It made me chuckle, and now that I'm a grandmother, I'm old enough to know what happens to used cars, and I'm glad that, you know, that's for what he said. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Kevin listens in Louisiana. I'd like to vote for soundbite number four. The image of cohabitation being like buying a used car is striking and one that should infuriate many. Although society at large has bought into many of the myths coming out of the sexual revolution, sadly, many reject studies that would refute these myths. But because, as they would say, well, that's just your opinion. They willingly reject whatever doesn't fit into their desired outcome, decrying it as either junk science or end up claiming that the process was flawed. Thank you very much for your vote, Kevin, and thanks for listening in Louisiana. Aaron listens in Florida. I'm struggling to choose between Pastors Poppy and Peterson, both for the same reason. Both of these men are proclaiming exactly what our culture needs to hear now, the law in its full severe bitterness. Far too often I hear preaching that downplays law, either passing over it at Mach 2 or making it a general problem out there, when what is needed is for bold statements calling sinners to the carpet, sinners like you and me. Aaron concludes, he says, I'll have to go with Peterson, soundbite number one. He won the coin toss, and I truly love to be a parishioner under either of these men. Thank you very much. Robert listens in Taylor, Texas. He says, I vote for Dr. Anthony Esselin. I think the Christian foundation of the West is taken for granted as well, and it's just assumed that it will always be there for us, regardless of what values we embrace as a society. Also, it was very evident how pained Dr. Esselin is by the current scandals in the Roman Catholic Church, and even though I'm just an outside observer, I'm still very angered watching corrupt and twisted clergy trying to burn the house down around faithful Catholics. Robert, thanks for listening in Texas. Nancy says, I voted for Pastor Poppy, the best pastor ever. Nancy, thank you. According to your votes this week, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson on children and divorce.
When people tell me that children are resilient, meaning that, you know, children can learn to adapt and thrive despite divorce, I really want to take a burning stick and poke them in both eyes and blind them for life and then say, don't worry, because you're also resilient and lots of people live with blindness. This is an outrageous and terrible abuse. Of course kids are resilient and God is gracious and God can work despite the terrible things we do to one another. But divorce is absolutely devastating to children. It is horribly painful and it is disfiguring. There will be terrible consequences. There will be. Of course God is with his baptized children, even through divorce. But God was also with his baptized children at Auschwitz, and he was with those children molested by Roman priests. Why would we not spare people that if we could? Don't you love your children? Shame on you. Fix your marriage. Do the hard thing. It will be worth it, not only for them, but also for you. And again, if you get divorced, even if you get remarried, you will still be divorced. You will be hurt. If your spouse won't fix it, if your spouse quits, if your spouse doesn't believe in Jesus and won't repent, you might be stuck, and my heart breaks for you. You have a cross to bear. That is part of the risk of marriage and part of the shame that you bear for your spouse who has betrayed or who has left you, because you don't get out of marriage unmarked. So the church should support you. It's a holy cross, a shame that's been forced on you by your vocation as husband or wife, and you too will live by forgiveness. But if you can avoid this, I'm telling you, I can't tell you strongly enough, avoid divorce. It's worth it for you, for your children, for the church, for the community, for everything.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson on children and divorce. The LPR bundle package goes to Patrina in Watertown. Patrina, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted. If you're looking for a mortgage, a home improvement loan, or a car loan, check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. During September, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the recent youth gathering of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America with Dr. Robert Benny. We'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the Book of Lamentations, and we'll talk with Dr. Russell Dawn about the origins and context of the U.S. Constitution. As much as God loves marriage, the gift that he has given to us, he hates divorce, and it's for our good. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.